Today, excess consumption of ultra-processed and animal calories threaten worldwide food system sustainability in all their dimensions. There is six main dimensions. There is human health, which is not sustainable because healthy life years stagnate or decrease. There is environment, small farmer, culinary tradition, socioeconomics, and animal biodiversity and welfare. So how are we get there? There is a fundamental and ignored equation. This equation is a transitivity relationship between extreme reductionism, ultra-processed food, and increased risk of chronic disease. So extreme reductionism applied to food means that a food is an only sum of nutrients according to the equation 2 equal 1 plus 1, but neglecting the link between 1 and 1. And as we will see, the link between 1 and 1 is health, not the isolated parts. So today, ultra-processed food are the symbol of extreme reductionism, considering food as only sum of nutrients. This extreme reductionism has therefore led to ultra-processed food with cosmetic ingredients and additives to mimic, exacerbate, or restore sensory property of food, aroma, taste, color, and texture. And this food has been associated when regularly consumed or overconsumed to increase risk of several chronic diseases and deregulated metabolism worldwide. So we can say that extreme reductionism applied to food science and human nutrition has contributed to the development of chronic disease. So what can be the solution to this? First, I think it is important to analyze the combination between holistic and reductionist approach. Holistic approach is a global approach which considers that a food is more than the sum of its nutrients or isolated parts. First, I think holistic and reductionist approaches should combine in an harmonious way, as exemplified on this slide. But today, reductionism has taken all the place. And second, there is a virtuous way, which is to begin with holistic, ethical, and complex scientific issues, and to use reductionist research to nurture back the holistic thinking. But we make today an error. We begin with the reductionist study, and we try to explain the whole with isolated parts. As we can see on this slide, reductionist study has went so far that they have cut from holistic scientific issue and common sense. So we created theoretical reductionist study which turned around themselves, disconnected from reality. When applied to human nutrition research, which begins in the year around 1850, we begin to discover calorie, protein, carbohydrate, lipid, micronutrient, antioxidant, fiber, etc., which leads to create some nutritional chapels, as we can see on this slide. There is a chapel of fat, of sodium, of sugar, of saturated fat, of protein. This is a useful process. But the problem is when we want to come back and to explain the whole with some part of the whole. This doesn't work like this. Applied to food, we have validated in a reductionist way some nutrient of the whole food. For example, we have associated excess sodium consumption with hypertension, saturated fat with cardiovascular disease, added sugar with type 2 diabetes, overweight, obesity, adiposity, etc. So this is not because we have reductionistically validated the isolated part, that this validates the whole food. And this is this false vision of food as an only sum of nutrients, which has contributed to the explosion of chronic disease. And to conclude, this reductionist vision of diet, of food system, of foods, has led to cut the link between the parts. And the link is the health of the system, not the isolated parts. So we can find in this extreme reductionist vision one of the root causes of the degradation of food system sustainability and food health potential.